One. Welcome back to episode Ocho.
I don't know.
Yeah, girl, you don't even know. Be in the whole mix of.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, you probably should start. Well, anyways, welcome back to episode whatever it is. What?
I was titling each one of my episodes. Like, I have a notebook. This is my first time writing it not on in my notebook. I don't know where my notebook is, but I titled them. So yeah. This one maybe, I think it is, because
well, you can know. Give me the title after, because I don't upload it until tomorrow.
But. No, I write down, I call it Los Hermanos, and then I have, like, episode whatever.
Ah, gotcha.
But it's not in my notebook.
I can literally tell you right now. Anyways, welcome back, guys. Los Hermanos.
Los Hermanos.
To Los Hermanos. We got some exciting things to talk about because we have not technically recorded since Cinco de Mayo, which is today's pod that went up today. And that for was real? Our last one. Yeah. Last time we recorded was Cinco de Mayo. Give me one second
so
here.
So we posted all of ours already?
Yep. Everything is posted. We are now on Apple Podcast.
Per.
Which
as
is.
We should be.
Such a. Easy streaming service to use when it comes to podcasts. Literally, Apple Podcast is like that's where you need to be if you're doing a podcast, is an Apple Podcast. Let's see, we have one episode, two, three, four, five, six, seven. This is our eighth episode.
Right.
Yeah. And we're killing it. Shout out to all four people who've been listening. Yes, our primos.
We have somebody from Australia.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of y'all from Brazil. So, bom dia. Or, that's good morning in Portuguese. Fala Portuguese.
Portuguese. Do they speak Portuguese?
In Brazil?
Yeah.
Ayana.
I don't know anything about any other.
See, fala Portuguese in Brazil.
Anyways,
or follow.
I don't know anything.
And then Australia.
You know, it
maybe
took
they
me,
can teach us how to do an Australian
it
accent.
It took me until the other week to realize that, what's it called? England. They're not by Canada.
Child, I'm deceased.
And I thought that the Canadians had British accents. That's why I was asking
I'm done.
I'm so serious.
They're under queen ruling. The queen is technically their people still.
I know, but listen, I thought that because. Okay, so, you know, like, when they were, like, the American Revolution. Is that
mm-hmm.
what that is?
Mm-hmm.
When they were discovering America? Whatever, all that stuff.
No, that was when
no,
we
when
were
they were building
the,
it.
When we were breaking away from
England.
UK, yeah.
Right. Alright, so I thought that because we were breaking away from them, that they would be close to us, because why else would they have so much power over us if they ain't even near us?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they were above us, but I guess they ain't.
Nah,
I don't even know what's on the other side of the world. Like, I don't even know what's next to Asia.
Well,
and I just realized that there's more countries than just, like, America.
Well, tell your homies, your besties in whatever city, town, country you're in to listen to us so we can build enough following to go and say hello to our primos. Although there's only four of you, I know all four of you are not following us on Instagram.
Yeah, y'all whack.
I know you're not because I'm looking for y'all. Make sure you're checking us out at Los Hermanos and Primos on Instagram, and if you can't find us there, you can find us through mine at Drip of Holy on Instagram.
Drip.
You know what's one thing I forgot to that I noticed listening to our podcast?
What?
We don't really introduce ourselves. We did it one time. We introduced ourselves
That's
as Los
true.
Hermanos, but we don't really tell the people who we are. So again, I'm Lachey. I am 30 years old, turning 31 this year. I'm in my prime. If you could hear that, that was the chair. Hey. I didn't fart. what
I'm
else
Ayana.
About me? Oh, okay, go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm Ayana.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
She's in her work uniform right now.
Yeah, I got to go to work soon.
The best combo, KFC and Taco Bell
yeah,
together.
I'm in my KFC uniform right now. I'm just sitting here.
With a Taco Bell hat.
Yeah, with a Taco Bell hat, but I don't work on the Taco Bell side. I still don't even have a name tag.
Girl, you need a whole new uniform.
I do.
So, but yeah, Lachey, 30, turning 31, single.
Oh,
and
wow.
According to the last two episodes, not ready to mingle. But also ready to mingle.
See, that's what I was ready talking about during the last episode. Yeah. I was saying that you aren't ready, yeah, but then you also be like, I think I want
to. I'm ready to mingle. I mean, it's been about a week since we last recorded, so I'm feeling, huh?
No.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
It's been about a week since I last recorded, and I'm feeling pretty good. So what you guys heard on yesterday's podcast, or the one that was uploaded today, it's called A Tad Bit Personal. You guys heard me talk about a certain somebody, and Ayana asked me to text them. And I text them today, and I got no response. So we're going to see how that goes. But that is the last time that I'm reaching out, because I do not like to be read on that. And honestly, I'm going to start acting like my ish don't stink, because I'm over these chicken heads, dog.
As you should.
Period. Anyways, so yeah, single but ready to mingle, but not, but really, but nah.
Right.
And well, my favorite color is blue.
I was just going to ask you about your love life, but I mean, you kind of just, you did it.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you going to introduce yourself?
I said I'm Ayana.
That's it?
I'm Ayana. I work at KFC Taco Bell. I'm 16. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's about it. I don't do anything. I just sleep.
That's true.
That's all I do.
You have two cats. You're a cat mom.
I am a cat mom.
Yep.
Yeah. The birds have been bullying my daughter. I don't like that.
They were trying to get Simon yesterday. When was it? This morning or last night? She was running from under the fence, and this bird kept flying past her. So I stepped outside, and then it stayed in the tree. Oh, you remember that?
No, because she was in my room.
Oh, what?
She was in my room this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then it was yesterday. And I was like, if this bird don't leave my niece alone, it's going to get knocked up.
Right. Out. What you said.
And she's not panicking at all when it's flying around. She doesn't panic.
They really be out here bullying her. I don't care if they have babies or not.
How did you figure this out, that your cat was being bullied by birds?
Because mom and dad told me that they saw her picking at their fur. That they saw them picking at her fur. And I was like,
on camera?
They saw it, because I saw the bird on the car, and Selena was by it, and I was like, oh, how cute. And then they told me, and I was like, and then I just looked literally today. That's why I had that talk with her again. I keep talking to my cat, because I'm like, girl, don't let them bully you like that. And I walked out there, and they're chasing her, and she's just kind of sitting there, and then she's running to me, and I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, I told you. I don't know. They were like all up close at her. They were following her, squawking.
They were following her?
Yes.
But did you see them pick at her fur?
No.
Okay. What would you have done?
I sounded like the, you know, that TikTok guy that interviews the kids just like this. They're little kindergartners in his class. Mm-hmm. And then they always go, yes. Are you smart?
Jabari, are you smart?
Yes. But yeah, no, I don't know. I threatened the bird with a broom today. I said, if you pick out my daughter, I'm gonna come out here and chase you with this broom.
Big facts.
Right. It's gonna be a pinata. That's what I'm saying. Instead of candy, it's feathers.
Huh?
Instead of candy, it's feathers.
It's feathers, period. Feathers.
But yeah. That's about it. Love life, same.
Same.
Nothing.
You're left on let red too, right?
I'm left on open. I've been left on open for about 4 days.
Listen, I say we just say fuck it and just literally, like, don't talk to anybody.
That's literally what I'm doing
right now. We're literally not talking to anybody, and we're literally getting our life right, and we're just going to pop up midsummer with a hot girl photo.
I'm trying.
I'm serious. We're going to pop up with a hot girl photo.
Once when I get, like, fully recovered from this Rona, I'm going to start working out.
Bet.
Again, because I literally started working out,
and then you got Rona,
and then I got Rona.
Speaking of Rona, update the folks, because I'm Rona free finally.
Yeah, so it was indecisive, and then I got tested literally 2 days after, and I'm Rona free, and I started work 2 days ago.
Yep, Monday.
It's my third day. Then I have tomorrow off, I think. Yeah. No,
are you tired?
I don't know. Because I'm not at school right now.
Yeah, you're going to be so tired when you go to school.
I'm talking to mom and dad to see if I can stay home. Mom said that I can talk to my counselor and ask, because that's not it for me. Like, that's too draining. Like, I'm already drained enough.
Have you been doing school while you're home?
Yeah, I was just doing
that. Are you caught up?
No.
Well, you need to catch up.
I only have 2 days. There's no way. I started work. There's no way.
So yeah, what does that mean?
I would be good, but the thing is I didn't do math at all because I did biology and history, so I never did anything in math. But the semester ends, so I don't know. But they're going to talk to them and ask. Well, I'm just going to ask Ms. Charisse because I was out for Rona to give me, like, 2 more weeks, and then I'll be good, and it'll be done. But, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask if I can just, like, stay home for school. Like, just do online because I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I honestly, the schedule that I'm at right now is doing good for me.
Yeah.
I wake up anywhere between 11 and 1. Well, nah, I'd be waking up at 9. I go back to sleep. I wake up between
imagine
11
if you
and
did
1.
School between that time.
No, I need my sleep. And then I get up, I do my little things, and then that's normally when I'm on the computer, you know, while I drink my tea, because I'm not doing anything. That's what I was doing today. And then I get ready for work, and I dip. And I come
and
home.
Then you work, and then
I come home, go to sleep, and do it all over again. See, I like that schedule. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's balanced for me. But the whole waking up at 8 in the morning to go to school at 9.
Yeah.
That's not it.
That ain't it. I agree.
The back to back, and then my bus driver's not reliable. That hoe literally will leave me. Like, she's tried to so many times, it's not even funny. Like,
I wonder if she's even stopping anymore.
She's not. She didn't come to my friends. She texted me. She was like, she didn't come to my stop. I was like,
ciao.
Yeah. So, that's what it's like right now. But. Yeah. I'm good. I'm just tired.
Just tired. Me too. I'm out here working. Like, guys, I'm working. I'm working on some merch for the 4 people that are listening. I'm working. I'm working on my brand at e6.us on Instagram. I'm working on me. I'm working. Just working.
Good. I have a question for it, but it's for later because it's the We Are Not Strangers question.
Do you want to do them now?
No.
Because we always forget them.
That's out of order. I wrote it down.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
All right.
We're good.
Say less.
Yes, but we're supposed to be talking about Logan and Floyd. Paul and Floyd.
Paul is going down.
Listen, I feel so bad because I sent you, I don't know if you watched it, but I sent you a TikTok and Logan was like, yo, you know you're banned from coming to my thing. I don't know what they called them. What are they? I don't know. And then he was like, bro,
wait,
I don't
who's
care.
Jake Paul's
that's his little brother.
Oh, okay. Right. So Jake Paul's band.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. And then Logan was like, but what about me? That was so sad for
me. What does
me.
It mean? What about me?
Because it's his match. So he was like, but what about me? Like, you're not going to be there for me. Like, he had like that. You're not going to be there for me. And I've literally been there for every single one of your things.
Got
he's like,
you.
You know, that's like you opening at like you opening your brand new first building for E6.
Yeah. And you weren't there.
And I got banned pissed. For stealing somebody's hat.
Yeah. I'd be
and then I would be like, oh, I don't care. And then you're like, but what about me?
Yeah.
I care.
Where did you see this at?
I sent it to you. There's multiple. I've been watching them, like the videos.
Where did you
on
send it?
It
on Instagram?
TikTok. And...
Oh, TikTok. I'm gonna go through TikToks tonight. We're doing good on TikToks, guys. Kind of.
She's been doing better. I haven't been asking her, so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that she
I love just... that. I love that there's, no pressure.
Under pressure. Anyways, but yeah. So, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that because he just has this nonchalant, but like also that's Jake Paul.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything else from it.
Yeah.
Like that's Jake.
He's
like,
a stuck up, entitled little snot.
Right.
Yeah.
I got your hat. I mean, that's kind of funny.
It was hilarious. It, like, I died. No
he
cap,
made, he made merch. No cap. No. Literally. He stole it. Yo, but he got his jaw punched in and his.
It was worth it. He got punched by.
Right,
Floyd
a guy
Mayweather,
that,
yeah.
that never lost. So, back to that.
The fact that he could take a punch shows a lot.
But.
What?
Logan.
Logan's
I'm really
lose.
Rooting for him right
He's
now.
He's gonna lose. I'm all for the underdog. I really am, but.
But plot twist, what if he wins? But I was watching his matches and I'm like, there's no way. But I really hope that he does. Like, I'm actually rooting for
Logan
him.
Logan has one. That reach, like I said, and all it takes is
but
one hit.
But that's the thing. When but he does it, he doesn't
Mayweather
even...
Mayweather's so precise and can catch his...
Yes, but he's like... shorter, and I feel like he's lighter, and he can bounce around more
exactly.
and move faster.
Yeah.
And then Logan is
Logan's
just kind of like...
Logan's not going to be able to... But Logan's going to be too slow, even though he's quick. He's mm-hmm. too slow for Floyd. Floyd is going to be able to outmaneuver him any day. So
now, what's up with the whole hugging thing that they be doing? They be, like, punching and
oh,
they hug.
Oh, I think it's to take a break.
He does that a lot.
Mayweather, right?
No, yeah. Logan.
Logan does?
Oh, Logan wow. does it a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, it's to take breaks and to take little cheap shots at the body.
Logan, like...
To kill the time on the clock.
He does it a lot. Like, every, like... 10 seconds he goes
who did Logan fight?
I don't know, I don't remember the names, but he does like a few punches and then he stops and then he does the hug thing.
Paul Logan.
So that's what he does, and I'm like I don't know, I don't think that's gonna work, because if he does that, and if that, I don't know the rules to it, but if he punches him during that time, he gonna be out. But they be doing, like, the little baby hits, so...
How many fights has he had?
Jake does it, too. Jake does it a lot, too. But Logan does it a lot. And Logan doesn't... Although you said that he has, like, he could reach, he doesn't do it a lot. Like, he keeps it really close to his body when he's hitting, which makes no sense to me, but... Go off, I guess.
I see him. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just trying to see what she's talking about.
He does it like every 10 seconds.
28 million views. People are watching Logan. It's crazy. Logan's going down. He's going to get his butt whooped. I'm sorry.
But then again, he's also been training.
No, Ayana, he's done. If Mayweather loses, I'm... Bro.
What are you going to do? Let's make a bet.
I'm just I'll do really the dishes rooting. For that whole week if Mayweather loses.
No, that's not a good deal.
How is that not a good deal? Go ahead. I'm listening. How is that not a good deal?
Because that doesn't really pertain to me. I'm not really doing dishes like that right now. And if I do, I put it in the dishwasher.
Mayweather's getting rocked. I mean, Logan's getting rocked. 100%.
Yeah, you saw, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, he's alright, but he's not. I'm really rooting for him, and I feel like he could do it if he just trained hard enough. Isn't this supposed to be in, like, July?
I don't know, girl.
It's, like, in a few months. It's not even, like, this, like, month. It's, like, later, so, I mean.
Pop off, queen.
You never know.
I mean, we don't know.
But, yeah, I keep seeing that over, and I'm really rooting for him.
You're going for Logan, I'm going for Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there it is. We'll figure out a bet situation.
And then we'll update y'all on that.
Yep.
Hmm.
So I don't have time to think about a bet right now.
I don't either.
So,
well.
What else you got there, Shawty?
So, the snake TikTok. We on messy TikTok. We on messy TikTok.
I've only watched one POV, though.
What are you talking about?
The girl who had to pay the $100 to get her snake.
Right. Back. All right. So basically, there was this one girl, and I saw her on my For You page, and she was talking about some, I just want my snake back. And I'm like, bro, what? Who stole this girl's snake? All right. Apparently, this girl was like, I don't remember what happened, but she was doing something, and she wasn't at home. Like, she couldn't take care of her snake. So she asked this one girl, she's like, hey, can you take care of the snake? She was like, all right, yeah, bet. And then, so she's taking care of the snake. The snake got out the cage, and her dad was creeped out by it, and then he was like, you need to get the snake out. So then she was like, you need to come get the snake right now. And then she's like, I can't right now. I'm out right now, but when I come back, I can get it if you need me to. And then she was like, by that time, she was like, never mind, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
So she texted her again. She's like, any updates on the snake? And then she went to go get her. And her snake wasn't there. Mm. She sold her snake to the girl. To the girl on TikTok. And then that girl was posing with her. And yeah. So she has her snake. Yep. She had her snake.
Snake.
She had her snake. And she She had to give it back, but she didn't want to. She wasn't going to, but she paid her $100 for it.
First of all,
I don't think you should have to pay $100 to get your own
snake back. Yeah.
Yes, she. I would have stole my snake back.
Period.
And I shouldn't even have to do that.
You shouldn't. I will say though, as kind-hearted as I am,
No, go ahead.
Get rid of the snake.
That's what you would do?
Yes. Why are you out here having snakes as pets?
I want a snake.
I'm vicious ass animals.
Some of them aren't like that.
Girl, do I not get a snake.
I'm getting a snake. No, I'm getting an albino snake. No, get
a rattlesnake?
An albino snake. My friend has one and he never bit her or anything like that. Well, I mean, he's bitten
Girl,
people.
Girl, do not get a snake.
But he never bit her.
It's going to eat Selena.
No.
Or Simon.
I'm getting the ones that don't grow big. Like the tiny ones.
The genetically modified
snake.
Why would you add more chaos by buying a genetically modified snake?
Why would mothers add more chaos by giving birth to genetically modified children?
That's what I'm saying. I don't agree.
You know,
with
we all are genetically modified.
I'm not genetically. I'm
Mom
original.
Is blonde
I'm organic,
with
baby.
Blue eyes.
I'm organic.
The white people back then were all incest bred and their skin turned blue and also their eyes.
What the fuck?
So if you have blue eyes, you are most likely from that descendant. So our mother, yes.
What about our niece?
Yes.
So are we.
Yes.
It just doesn't show.
Yes, okay. We have the gene. That's what
but
I'm trying
to tell
you.
We're not genetically modified.
Well.
I'm organic.
Go to sleep.
All right. What else?
That was it. I just wanted to talk about the snake.
We just had to get that off your chest?
Yes. Because that girl, I would have rocked her.
Yeah, that's messed up. The whole principle behind selling off somebody's pet, that's fucked up. Like, I probably
would have rocked both of them.
I probably would have ransacked the shorty that I wish somebody... Actually, that has happened to us before.
Who?
So, Danielle had a dog named Pebbles.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. And, this is my ex-wife's dog, guys, when I first met her, whatever. She had just got this puppy. She had her for about a year or so, right before she met me. And so we were going to relocate to Florida from New York, and it's very difficult to rent apartments with pit bulls. It's not impossible, but it is extremely difficult, and we didn't know what we were walking into because I'd never lived in Florida on my own at that point. So, we were like, it'd probably be best if we gave her to somebody. Somebody that we know, somebody that we trust. We had a gentleman in mind that, we've trusted to watch her before, but he couldn't take her. So, Danielle's old friend, dude named Rizzo, whatever, I never met the guy, but he was friends with her and her ex-boyfriend. And
girl,
so
what?
he reached out to her like within minutes as soon as she posted it, and she took the dog all the way to Utica, and she gave it to him, and then a day later we found out that she gave the dog back to his ex. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I mean, we went up there because we ended up paying papers and this, that, and the third and blah, blah, blah for it. And yeah. Well, we ended up getting our baby Adino anyways, who is amazing. Pebbles was amazing.
Barking.
Yeah. But Dino is just, his temperament is way calmer than Pebbles for sure.
Pebbles was such a cute name.
Yeah. And I feel bad because, you know, we would get little sound checks in on Pebbles that, like, she was left outside in the snow or whatever and blah, 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 blah. But hopefully she is alive and well.
I wanted to meet her.
Yeah, she was cute. They cut her ears, though.
Bro.
I know. Imagine Dino's ears being cut.
Simon's ears cut.
Yeah, but, like, pointy. It makes them look so much more vicious than what they really are.
Oh, by the way, we didn't cut Simon's ears. He was a trap and release cat.
What does that mean?
He was homeless, obviously. Like, anyways, he was a street cat.
Yeah,
so he was a street cat.
So what does trap and release mean?
they trap them, they neuter them, and they release them, and then they clip their ear and they give them a tattoo.
Yeah. Why do they do that?
So that they don't get re-neutered. So Simon's ear is clipped, and when we first got him, it was healing, and he was so cute. He still is. He's just a little douchebag. But yeah.
He was made for the streets.
No, he was not. Selena, on the other hand, was born in him.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened with Simon, though. Oh, I'm just imagining poor little Simon. He was like, he was.
So how'd you get him?
I came back from New York. I was like, we still getting a cat? And I was with Imogen, Ian, and we went, and we got, well, we were looking at cats, and we were gonna get a kitten, like, tiny, like, you know, like, these ones, like, how Selena, you know, how we had her.
Yeah.
But Simon was huge. He was, like, 8 months, 5 months already. Mm-hmm. I think eight. He was huge. We got him, and, well, no, I was looking at cats, and there was this one cat that I wanted named, well, didn't have a name, but I named him. Mm-hmm. He was a little orange cat named Ramen.
Okay.
He was very cute, and it was between him and Simon. So I go into the back, and then this lady, she was like, okay, listen, I know y'all wanted a baby, but please hear me out. There's just one cat, you know, he's really, really friendly, he's super nice, and we just don't want to release him back out because we don't like releasing cats out. You know, it's different.
She's a freaking liar.
No?
No, about him being sweet.
Oh, yeah. Well, he used to be. She was like, he literally meows all the time, he just wants attention, and he's so sweet, and we don't want to release him back out, but yeah, can you just take a look? And then we went back there, and I saw him, and I was like, oh, he cute or whatever. and then mom's like, so what are you doing? And then I went back to go see Ramen, and when I looked at Ramen, I'm like,
He was chilling.
I was like, I want Simon.
Yeah.
And then I went back over there, and I'm like, but I don't know what to do. And then Simon grabbed my hair from the cage. Like, he yanked my hair, and he meowed at me, and I said, okay, I guess we're getting Simon.
Yeah.
And then when we were at the counter, I had no idea what to name him, and the first thing I could think of was Love, Simon, because that was my favorite movie, so I'm like, Simon. And then Jock, because, whatchamacallit, in the movie, that's what they call him, his nickname was Jock, and then Chip, because his ear was clipped. So, and then from that day,
little butthole. He drives me crazy.
He's rude.
He is a rude dude. All right, you want me to ask you first?
Yes.
What are you overthinking right now?
Oh my gosh. Everything.
Example. Example.
Okay. How I'm going to balance out work and school, and if they're going to let me do it. The fact that I have literally less than 48 hours to finish a whole semester of school, and I'm only at 32% done. That my room is getting a little cluttery again, and I need to fold those clothes and make my bed, or else my room is gonna get trashed within next week.
Yeah.
And I really need to do it, but I've been pushing it back because I get so tired when I get home.
Yeah.
Whether or not I'm gonna be working alone tonight, because I do not want to clean that whole entire kitchen by myself. Well, not kitchen, but the KFC unit. And yeah. How about you?
Vibing.
Also,
what's up?
I hope I don't have to poop at work, because I have to poop right now. I keep pooping. I poop like 5 times
today. Well, ask this question.
Huh?
So you can go poop before
you don't have
you
a question?
That was it.
I mean, you don't have an answer?
I said I'm just vibing. I'm not overthinking anything, really.
Girl, anyways.
Chilling, thankfully.
All right. What title would you give this chapter of your mental health journey?
I was going to ask you that, but I was like, it's probably the one she's got. Still.
What does that mean? Elaborate.
Like, my mental health is just in a stagnant place right now. Like, it's
like
just
you're
still
waiting?
I'm not progressing. I'm not falling backwards. I'm not growing.
Plus, you know, there's a thing where it's like you're not gaining or losing anything.
I'm just plateau.
Plateau. That's what it is.
I'm just at a plateau right now with my mental health. That's it. What about you?
The waiting game.
Why?
Because I overthink so much, so all I gotta do is wait for the outcome to happen and see whatever it is. I gotta wait to move out. I gotta wait for everything else, because, like, I feel like that's a really big part of, like, getting better is, like, so that I can, well, me moving out will be better, and being on my own, like, things like that. So I'm really just waiting.
Do you feel like you miss out on moments because of your overthinking?
Yes.
Okay. So do you try to stay in those moments? Because I might have plateaued in my growth and my mental health, like, I'm not making any progress in that area. I do, however, recognize so many better, like, I've been analyzing all the good right now in my life, and I have been eliminating some toxic things that I don't want in my life. So maybe my mental health is going, it just doesn't feel that way, because it's more of a negative thing. Like, I see a lot of positive in life, but things that I'm ripping away from my life, actually, I don't really feel bad about it.
Mm. Well,
it's weird, but yeah, that's where we're at.
Well, that's good.
It is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
So, since it is Mental Health Awareness Month, how about we try every day to see something good? So, in this moment, what's good and positive in your life at this very moment?
That I woke up.
Big facts. And did I make you mad today?
No.
For the last 24 hours?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Wait a minute. You made me wait to get toilet paper. I had to poop, and I have to again. And I was in the middle of
pooping. Did you hear me get my food ready?
I heard the microwave, but I ain't hear no toilet paper. Anyways, Tom, I got to.
Yeah.
Oh, I see your old piercing hole.
You do? Yes. Listen, I got a good idea, but I think I'm going to do it when you're home also and include you in on that idea.
What?
Like, do it to you.
Girl, what?
To you, mom and dad.
Okay.
Cool.
That could be anything. I don't want to agree to something and not know what it is.
Well, you can't. You're going to have no choice ultimately, but it's going to be cool. I'm going to record it and put it on Las Hermanas and my TikTok.
Okay.
All right, guys. Ayana's got to go to work. She's running late now.
Oh, my gosh.
She's sweating.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. Like, my hands are all clammy or whatever, and I'm, yeah, like, bouncing my legs.
Listen, if you're on Instagram, please follow us on Instagram at Las Hermanas, LASHERMANAS, and AND. Primos, PRIMOS. We know you're listening. We see you listening. We appreciate you listening. And we want to interact with and vibe with you guys.
Right.
And continue the conversation. What?
Also, I wanted to say, I think that mean you should add a one good thing throughout the day, because we always only talk about what makes us angry.
Okay.
I just want to thank you.
You want to start now?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for making me food. That's it. There you go. Yeah, it's a thank you. So a thank you and a no.
That was very sincere.
Well, I'm saying thank you for making me food.
Thank I you appreciate for cleaning you. The bathroom the other day.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
No problem.
Yeah.
And thank letting you for my getting son out when I'm not here. Even though it took you a mad long. Yeah. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. It's both.
Oh, child. All right, guys. We love y'all.
We love you.
Reach out at Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas.
And Primos on Instagram and Drip of Holy. We'll talk to you guys. Also, Adios. Please let us know if you like longer episodes or episodes shorter. Yeah, because this is 33 minutes.
Hard.
We usually have it for about 55 to an hour. And Ayana has to take a shit. So we love y'all. Peace
Adios.
Out. Yeah.
Yes, my darling.